a green room interview, and we're lucky enough to have two principals from the Wichita Forever Fest, a huge music festival. I will say, I've been in radio for a while, about 45 years, and I don't know that I've ever seen a festival with a lineup this large, if nothing else. Welcome to Patrick Heath and Jen Steinheiner. Say your name for me, Jen, one more time.
Jen Steinacher.
There you go. There you go. Now I can read my own writing. Well, thanks for being with us. You have, do you know even how many groups are going to be taking part in this festival that's on August 22nd?
We got about 105 bands performing at 10 venues across Wichita. We have a group of probably 50 to 70 individuals on the back end, kind of volunteers, sound, lights, safety, all those kinds of things. People just giving their effort towards this project that we got going on.
So, you know, how did you, I mean, the idea is one of those ideas people have dreaming in their dorm rooms but are never able to make happen. So what was the genesis of this festival?
I would say I'm a photographer in Wichita, Kansas, same with Jen. And so we know like lots of musicians and people in the community. A local musician, Keo Fletcher, came to me with this idea, and she really wanted to do something healing for the community that brought all aspects of the Wichita music scene together. And I really like felt identified with that idea. I wanted to help make it happen. And it was kind of a similar process with each person on our team. We just told them the idea, they fell in love. And we kind of just had a giant scale as kind of our big goal. Could we get 100 bands? And we cleared that goal, honestly, pretty quickly. And then it was just about getting the logistics to work.
Through whom did you know 105 bands?
Well, we made an Instagram account, and we added all of our friends. And then we just said, hey, we're putting out a call for artists. Anybody who wants to be a part of this, whether you play blues, jazz, you're hip hop, maybe you do hardcore music, you do rock and roll, we want everybody to apply to be a part of this. We're going to get as many of you as we can on as many stages as we can. And it's kind of like a no questions asked thing. So we're trying to get as many people to show interest. And then based on that list, we had probably 250 by the end apply. We curated a list of 100 bands that kind of identify with our mission and what we're trying to do here. And it wasn't that hard because there's just so much support and like passion for this idea already that we just kind of caught the wave.
Well, we demonstrate our interest 24 hours a day with several channels online and even over the air that have a variety of musics, as some would call these genres. Do you have a genre here that, I mean, I can see that there are artists in several different genres and some have more artists than others. Is there kind of a central theme here, or is variety the whole point?
I think the goal was to organize stages in a way where no matter what your music taste is, you can choose a stage and kind of discover local artists that are either in that genre or kind of adjacent. I've loved discovering how many of our local artists maybe don't fit into a traditional genre and kind of have created their own. So it's really about accessibility for people to perform, accessibility for people to attend, and just like the discovery and awareness of just the beautiful art community that we have here in Wichita.
And that's something that... Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry. Well, I like the fact that you were referencing the art community, because it's not just the musical arts, but you need some place to do the concerts.
Correct. Yes. It's not just the musical arts. We will also have live artists performing as well. And as also some like performing artists at some of these venues. And we just really want it to be an experience and for people to show up at these locations and be like, wow, I didn't know there were so many people in Wichita doing this. So, yeah.
So over 100 bands take part in the Wichita Forever Fest, which comes up on August 22nd. And we're lucky enough to have a couple of the main organizers. So is it between the two of you? It's Patrick Heath and Jen Steinacher. And it can't be just you guys.
Oh, definitely not. No, we have a huge team. We have a team of directors, and we have a team of people that execute on so many things. We have a team of stage managers, designers.
We've got a team of about 30 people in communication in Discord at all times, keeping track on stages, venues, water, safety, volunteers, all of those things. It's a very community effort. It can't be done by one person. Never. And especially when it's volunteer, it takes a lot of people who care.
So. Yes.
Now, one of the things that amazes me most, and I genuinely want to see this happen, is it sounds like you anticipate having 15 minutes between sets.
Yes.
So how in the world do half a dozen people come in, get plugged in, get the mics on the drums and everything in 15 minutes and then start playing?
We are backlining every venue with drums and a bass amp. So that's just the community coming together, helping us with that. It's just a lot of logistics to figure out. And then on top of that, a lot of bands do have their own equipment that they want to use. In that case, they have agreed to make that work. You know, when everybody wants this to be a showcase thing, they want it to be as many bands as possible. And they understood that when they applied, that it was short 30-minute sets. So it's showcase style, trying to get people on and off just so that people can experience different kinds of music and as many different kinds in one day as possible.
Now, I recognize that neither of you could possibly be an expert in each of the genres represented. But, you know, if you're a fan of Radio Kansas' folk music or our jazz, you just might like the country and blues that taking place at Central Standard Brewing. And can you tell me anything about any of the ensembles that are playing there through the day?
So I am really looking forward to Thorn Hayes. He's this really good blues rock act here out of Wichita. He is kind of on the come up as a big blues kind of local star. And then some more kind of later in the evening, I'm really looking forward to Nexus 316 Music. They do Latin fusion, which has like jazz, a lot of different instruments. And then after that will be Belafonte and Josue Estrada Band, which are both jazz fusion acts. Mm-hmm. So it's even more dancey as the night goes on. All at the same venue. Earlier in the day, it'll be folkier, slower, more country sounding bands. In the evening, it'll get more into like jazz and Latin fusion and stuff.
Yeah, one of those earlier ensembles is called Highway 14. And it just turns out that about half the people on the floor here at Radio Kansas are in one way or another related to one of the young folks who's a member of that ensemble. So let's see, an amazing website, because again, you're representing more than 100 acts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, at least 9 distinct venues. Are things still taking place at Harvester Arts?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I heard there may have been some adjustments there. So that's a fabulous venue. There's something called the Arcade.
Yes.
So that's for some of the more pop forms of music. But again, one of the most impressive things we've ever seen happen in the arts, and we wanted to make sure we get some of these folks on the air. So again, thanks, Patrick and Jen both, and break several legs, I guess, on August 22nd, which, you know, is closer than it feels. It's only about 10 days off. Let's see, today's the 13th, less than 10 days. And so do look into this if you have any interest at all, or again, at least direct someone who might. WichitaForeverFest.com. And you mentioned while we were kind of off the air there, you wanted to make sure and emphasize this is a free event for anybody who can show up.
Yes, no tickets required. Just go to our website and kind of research what venue you'd like to visit, and we'll see you there.
You can also catch us on Facebook and on Instagram at Wichita Forever Fest. You can follow along to see what our team is doing behind the scenes, see flyers for each stage. We have an all team of local artists. So a lot of art has gone into this festival and the preparations for it, the promo for it. So we'd love you all to go check it out. It's all on WichitaForeverFest.com or our social media.
Well, again, we know you're both busy, so thank you so much for making time with us today. So, again, that's Wichita Forever Fest, a huge music festival taking place in the Wichita area. And, again, we hope that if you know someone who might be interested in some of this music, that you'll pass along the word.